Well, I'm telling you, man, my TV up front, I put it on YouTube and I put it on worship piano. And all it'd be early in the morning. I just get going. And I know my kids like, Daddy, what in the world? Well, oh, Lord, I worship you. How I be getting after it, man. Amen. We got to sing unto the Lord. Then he says, sing unto him, sing songs unto him. Talk ye of his wondrous works. Talk about him. God loves this. Talk about him. My wife love when I tell a baby girl, you know you looking good. Oh, she love it. Oh yeah, I pour it on like some honey, boy. I pour it on thick. Why? Cause I know she like it. And I be telling the truth. Y'all hear what I'm saying? The truth, not truth, but the truth with an F. Amen. You understand what I'm saying, Brother George? I tell the truth. Amen. Amen. Then it says, glory ye in his holy name. Let the hearts of them, watch this now. Not, he said, glory ye in his holy name. Lord, your name is so holy. You know, the priest, you know, if you read through Chronicles, it says before they begin to seek the Lord, they always said they would prepare their hearts. Man, I'm telling you, you need to take seeking God and getting in his presence. You need to take it seriously. This ain't something you just jump up and do. Man, you got to have your mind and your heart. Lord, I'm fixing to come before you because you holy, Lord. You are the great God, Jehovah. We got to understand. He commands the heavenly armies. He commands the most powerful armies anywhere. He's Jehovah God. All powerful, all knowing. That's who we serve. He said, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Listen, you rejoice when you seek the Lord. He said, rejoice. Then he said, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Seek him all the time. Ask him about everything. I don't care what it is. You go to God about it. Amen. Stop trying to figure everything out on your own. Make it a lifestyle. Lord, what you think about this? Inquire of the Lord. I mean, a lot of times, sometimes when you're just going about your day, Lord, what you think about this? I mean, boom, God knows sometimes you can't get down on your knees and, oh, brazo, boba. You may be at work, you may be in Walmart. It's a ton of things that he'll just tell you, this is what you do. Boom, this is what you do in this situation. He'll tell you just like that. Amen? All right, turn to 1 Chronicles 22 and 19. Watch this. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord. Set your heart, your soul, your mind to seek the Lord. You must do this on purpose. Amen. You must on purpose seek God. You got to set your heart. Make up your mind. Father God, I'm getting ready to come into your presence. I'm getting ready to hear your voice, Lord God. I want to know what to do in this situation. That's why I'm coming to the one who sees everything. That there's nothing hidden from his eyes. There's no thought that arises that he don't know about. He hears everything. He knows it all. He's Jehovah God. Amen. Now, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Turn right there. Real quick. Amen. Now, I love this. He says, if my people, the people of God, my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, here you go, and seek my face. God said, if you will humble yourself and pray, here you go, and seek my face. Turn from your wicked ways. God said, then will I hear from heaven. Now, I like the way to amplify it. Then I will hear them from heaven. God sits on his throne. He said, I will hear you. While I'm sitting on my throne, I will hear you. And when I hear you, I will forgive your sin and I will heal your land. What heal your land mean? I'm going to give you the answer. What you're praying and believing me for? Boom. I'm going to give it to you because I know it all. I know what you need to do. I know you don't need to make a left turn. You need to keep going straight. I know you need to turn around and go back the other way, then go this way. I know it. I will tell you. God said, if you will seek my face, amen. Now turn to 2 Chronicles 15 and 2. And he went out to meet Asa, and he said unto him, "Hear ye me, Asa, and all of Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you while ye be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you." Now, that's what I want you to see. If you seek the Lord, I done read two or three scriptures. If you do seek him, you will find him. You will find your answer. You will find the answer. Amen. What will you find? What will you find? Turn to Proverbs 8 and 1. Watch this. And I'm getting ready to close it down. Proverbs 8 and 1. My baby princess told me, she said, "Daddy," she said, "you know when I could tell when it's going to be a long sermon when the preachers get up and say, you know what, I'm just going to take my time." She said, "Dad, I know it's going to be a long service." And then when they say, "I'm going to let God have his way," Dad, I just sit back and say, "It's going to be a long service." So, princess, I know you're up there. "I'm going to let God have his way this morning." "I'm going to take my time, amen." Nah, it's not going to be long.